Series on questions. And today we're going to talk about money. Now don't get annoyed because all the church wants to talk about is money, because that's not really true here in this place. We're not going to be talking this morning, in fact, about the church's money. We're going to be talking about your money, how you can care for it, and how you can move toward peace with it. You know, having financial peace is not a normal thing in the United States in the day that we live in. 50% of marriages end in divorce, and in 90% of the cases, money is a major factor in the breakup of that relationship. 7 out of 10 Americans live from paycheck to paycheck, and one major crisis could put them even into homelessness. A Gallup poll says that 68% of Americans could not cover a $5,000 emergency. And with the cost of medical insurance and our high deductibles and the high cost of medical care, that could come on any of us at any time. We're told that on the average, normal Americans are spending more than they are making and have huge credit card debts for which they are paying huge amounts of interest. So that is normal. That is normal in the United States of America right now. And I ask you, who wants to be normal if that's it? So we're going to talk about money today. We're going to talk about money because God doesn't want us to live that way. We're going to talk about money because there are over 800 scripture passages that deal either with money or a related topic. We're going to talk about it because Jesus talked a lot about money, because money represents the giving up of days and hours and weeks of our lives, and how we handle it is partly how we're handling our lives. We're going to talk about it because we here at Salem Church want to be faithful to preaching the whole Word of God. We're also going to talk about money because we're called to care for one another, and money ruins lives and relationships. When we're deep in debt, we're enslaved to those payments. Proverbs 22:7 says, "The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is the slave of the lender." When we're in debt, we're always worrying about it, and it robs us of peace of mind. When we're in debt, we can't be generous to our parents, to our children, to something that touches our hearts that we really want to give to. When we're in debt, sometimes we don't have enough to care for our own families adequately. When I heard the statistic of how many divorces are at least partially caused by money problems, I just felt that we as a church could not fail to try to do something within our church community and within our wider community about what has become a problem. I was touched and convicted that we needed to do something. And so this message is not going to be just about the problem, but about a suggestion for a solution to the problem. In the scripture verse that we heard earlier, Jesus challenged people to have the courage to be different, to live differently because they follow him. He used this example: "For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not first sit down and estimate the cost to see whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it will begin to ridicule him, saying, 'This fellow began to build and was not able to finish.' So therefore, none of you can become my disciples if you do not give up your possessions." This passage is about possessions: how many we have, how we use them, and what Jesus calls us to do with them if we claim to be his disciples. Now, some, according to the scriptures, are called to give up everything and rely totally and completely on God with nothing in their own hands. Mark Batterson, in his book, The Circle Maker, tells about one such man. His name is Adam Taylor. And Mark, who is pastor of National Church, writes this: A couple of years ago, Adam Taylor went on one of our annual mission trips to Ethiopia. While he was there, he knew that God was calling him to invest more than just 1 week in his life. God was calling him to go all in. The defining moment was when a 15-year-old boy named Lily popped out of a sewer manhole cover. He didn't have any shoes on, so Adam gave him his shoes. Lily took Adam on a tour of the sewer, where he found an entire community of orphans living under the streets. In that moment, Adam knew that Ethiopia was his turning point. The prospect of leaving a 6-digit salary didn't add up, but Adam didn't care. He moved to Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, trusting that God would provide, and he started a ministry called Change Boys, which rescues street kids and gives them a home to live in. In fact, 22 kids live with Adam in a house that God miraculously provided. Adam signed the lease on the house, not knowing how God would provide. Meanwhile, Mark writes, we released our annual Christmas catalog that raises money for a variety of mission projects. Adam didn't know it, but Change Boys was one of those projects. How appropriate that Adam's spiritual family, National Community Church, would cover an entire year's lease. When Adam heard the news, he cried. Then we cried. Jesus said, so therefore none of you can become my disciples if you do not give up all your possessions. And sometimes that does literally mean giving up everything. But sometimes it means, which can be a little even more difficult, putting everything that we have into God's hands and then asking God how to care for what God has given us. After all, everything that we have belongs to God anyway. The Psalms tell us the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. Everything we have finally belongs to God. As the saying goes, we can't take it with us. We come into the world with nothing and we leave with nothing. Ultimately, all that we have belongs to God. And a disciple of Jesus Christ is called to handle God's money and God's possessions in God's way. We become managers. And the truth is, as we manage our money in God's way, God doesn't want us to be stressed out. God doesn't want us to be worried about it. God wants us to handle it in a way that simply gives us peace. The Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, writes this, God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work. When we handle what we have in God's way, God provides enough. Enough for our needs, and even beyond that, enough to be generous when our heart is moved. As we've been hearing, beginning on September 7, we're going to be offering a series of classes to help us learn God's way to handle God's money so that we all have enough for ourselves and enough to share. We're calling it Surge because we're hoping for a surge of blessings for everyone who takes the class and a surge of blessings for our community because we're inviting the community to take the classes as well. The course is 9 weeks long, and it's called Financial Peace University. Last fall, I learned about this, and I learned about the difference. I heard story after story about the difference it made in people's lives. And I was committed that we at this church needed to do this. And so this past spring, our council and our staff and others who chose to take it took Financial Peace University, completed the course. During the 9 weeks, we learned to manage money. If we were married, we were not all married, but those of us who were married learned how to communicate with our spouse about money. We learned how to get out of debt, to save a little bit for emergencies. If we have kids, we learned how to plan for college, for our retirement, find the right kind of insurance. And ultimately, we learned how to manage our money long term so that we could be at peace about it. It's hard to believe, but these are exact statistics. On the average, married couples who take the class pay off $5,300 in debt and save $2,700 during the course of taking these classes. Among those of us who have taken it here at Salem, in 90 days, each household, and this goes by household, and the fee that you pay is by household. Here at Salem, we paid off $2,500 in debt on average per household, and we saved $2,658 per household for an impact of $5,168. Now, Cindy Hammons was one of the persons who took that spring class, and she has just agreed to share a little bit with you this morning. Do you want to use the pulpit, or would you rather? Okay. Morning.
I've been a member of Fishing Creek for almost 10 years now. Pastor Debbie has spoken about that having financial peace is not the norm, and about the 90% of the marriages that end in divorce due to money issues. Unfortunately, 18 years ago, I became one of those statistics. I became a single mom raising a 5-year-old daughter. Money was always tight. I wish I would have known about financial peace then. At that time, credit cards helped me get through. And as Pastor Debbie referenced, the rich rule over the poor and the borrower is slave to the lender. Well, the credit card company got a lot of my money, and I wish I had all that money now. Today, you can just go on to your bank website, and you can see. Am I still on? Yep.
Yeah, you need to speak a little bit louder.
Okay. Just a little nervous this morning.
It's all right. It's okay.
All right. You can go onto your bank's website, and you can get a loan for basically anything, home equity, personal loans, even for a vacation. Now, you're probably wondering why I'm up here and how did I get involved in financial peace. Well, in January of this year, my employer told us that we were going through a merger. I'm in the administration office. You don't need two administration offices. So I was in panic mode. In 2013, I added on to my house, and I did some remodeling at that time. So I'm thinking, how the heck am I going to pay for this if I don't have a job? So, and I was then going to face potential early retirement at a reduced rate. And I thought, how am I going to find another job in today's economy at my age? Then I heard that the church staff and council were going to be taking financial peace. My coworker had taken this class, and she raved about it. So I emailed Pastor Debbie and asked if I could attend, and she said yes. I thought, if I can learn anything to get me through this potential merger, if I could learn just how to deal with it, I was going to spend the $100. I began the classes and started to look at money differently. I was learning how God wanted me to live to and handle my, which is really His money. I learned new ways to save. I also learned that you can obtain cash by selling your jewelry, any gold, silver. I sold my high school class ring. I wasn't wearing that anymore. So that money I earned from that, I paid off a bill. We learned the importance of a budget, and many of you may already do a monthly budget, and that's wonderful. We learned about emergency funds and various insurances. We also discussed an HSA. That's a health savings account. I'm fortunate enough to have an HSA with my employer. This year I had had extensive medical bills, and I have a very high deductible. Luckily, I had put money into that HSA, and I had enough money to pay off all of the bills and be able to take the 10% discount from the amount due by paying by the due date. You may be thinking this is fine and dandy, but I'm already financially stable. Then I applaud you for not being following the norm. As the old saying goes, you're never too old to learn. Maybe you could be a valuable asset to the group with your financial knowledge. You might be thinking, I don't want others to know about my financial situation. In the class, you can share as much or as little as you feel comfortable doing. All class discussions are confidential within your group. Please consider signing up for a class. On August 24th and 31st, we will have sign-up registration after each service. Today in your bulletin, there's an information sheet and a form to sign up. There's a place on the connection card to ask for a team member to call you if you would like more information. The $100 registration fee may seem high. I know I thought it was. But you will get an extensive kit of resources plus access to a lot more on the Internet. You can pay $10 when you register and $10 at each class. For anyone who feels this is still difficult to pay, please sign up. Some generous folks have provided scholarships, 50% and 90%. And this would mean that you could pay $5 at sign up and $5 a week, or you would pay $1 at sign up and $1 a week. So don't let registration cost keep you from signing up for these classes. This program is extremely worth it. I have the following verse on my refrigerator at home and also in my cubicle at work. It's Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. I have learned God will help me through the difficult times. In closing, there are also two more classes that weren't listed up on the screen. There's a Wednesday morning class, and we now have a Thursday evening class. We are still looking for leaders for a Friday evening class and possibly a Saturday morning class. I'm leading a class on Tuesday evening, so please feel free to join me. It is a life-changing experience. And by the way, my employer called off the merger, and I will have my job hopefully for several more years. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Cindy. That was a wonderful witness. We really want to offer this as a gift to our congregation and to our community. Our goal is 80% of our worshiping congregation, that would be 320 people, would participate in this fall effort, and at least 20 families from outside the church. I invite you to think of people that you think this would be helpful for outside the church. Give it to them as a gift. We are giving it to our children as a gift, so that they can start well with the management of the things that belong to God ultimately. This whole ministry is being surrounded by prayer and by a prayer team led by Marcia Sadler. Put your hand up. She's been leading our prayer team and surrounding this by prayer. We are praying for a surge of blessing for our church and for our community. We're praying that learning to handle God's money God's way will bless and heal marriages. We are praying that God will help with this, help to send young people to college, that with God's help, people will get free of debt. We're praying that God will provide enough and enough for us to share the joy of being generous. Let us pray now. God, give us the courage to be different. We don't want to be normal anymore. Give us the courage to learn to care for what you have given us in your way, so that our lives are at peace. Give us the courage to talk about money, to learn about money, to manage money, to spend wisely, so that there is enough for our needs and enough to share. Help us to surge ahead in faith and in caring for all that you have given us. All things are yours. Thank you for sharing the wealth of your love and your many blessings with us. Amen.